Hello. Nice to see you. It's not too late, is it? Am I? Because you said I could come by any time, but well, I know that everybody says things like that, but you kept saying it like you meant it, and you said you meant it with me after I went to your party last week, and you kept saying it at work when you were flirting with me, and then you said it again today, and I flirted back, I think. I was like, yeah, totally. I have to call you out on that. And I kind of thought you did. And I was texting you just now, which you saw because you texted me back. And I was like, did you mean it? Did you really mean it? And you were like, you mean if you can come over? And I said, yeah. And you were like, yeah, why? Are you in town? And I was like, maybe. And you were like, awesome. And then you had a smiley face, which I always appreciate, by the way. And well, you kept going. You said, so you want to come over? You've got friends? Are you out? And I said, no. Is it all right if I come over alone? And you were like, oh, really? Yeah, of course. You need a place to crash. And don't need a place to crash, but I didn't text back because I was actually right there and I only got that message at the door. I was gonna say something, but I was frightened and standing at the door and planning what to say, and well, did you mean it? Did you really? About me stopping by or crashing? You did? Great. 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 That's great. That's really good. I shouldn't get distracted. I need to tell you something. I came over to tell you something. Can I sit down? Wait, don't answer that. I shouldn't. I'll just get distracted. You need to stay right there. Stay right there. So just stay there and don't look at me. In fact, don't look at anything. You'll make me laugh. And I can't laugh when I'm trying to be serious. I'm being serious. I'm being serious right now. So you need to stop for 1 second and just let me do this, okay? Okay. Good, good. Okay. Now, I need to tell you something, and I need you to be okay with it either way, because you said, well, you kept saying my name like that, like, excuse me, Sammy, when you walked by, but it was more like, excuse me, Sammy, and not, excuse me, Sammy, like that. As you can see the difference. Naturally, you must see the difference. I'm sure of it. Also, point two, you said, hey, you know that guy was totally flirting with you, right? When he was flirting with me while I was waiting. But I didn't know when you pointed it out and you smirked at yourself, like, oh, she totally doesn't know and it's really cute and it makes me smile because I'm teasing her. Like that. Am I wrong? Wait, don't talk. Also, there was, huh? Oh, yes, thank you. point three. You smell good. You smell really, really good. Like you got a new shaving cream, and you came in, and I smelt it, and you saw my nose wrinkle and said, hey, come here. And you leaned in and motioned I sniff you, and I did, and you smirked again, and I think I got pregnant. I think I got a little pregnant, and then it went away, but for a second it was just like a little pregnant, like I got all hot and you were there in my nose, and I think it got in my head and made my eyes roll back for a second, even though I was still looking at you. It made me feel good. It made me feel good is what I'm trying to say. Am I doing it right? I hope I'm doing this right. Thanks. So like, if you have any other things you'd like to try, I'd be open to smelling them on you if you like. Like, if you had other colognes or shaving creams or something that you needed someone to smell, I could be that girl for you and provide a girl's opinion or something like that. Strictly formally for your benefit, of course. And my pregnancy. Shut up. There was more. Hold on. I wrote it down, I swear. Okay. Your jokes make me smile. Like, not just smiling. I mean, I laugh because you're funny. Really, really funny. Like, dorky funny and super witty and smart and like a writer, but classy. You also make me smile for about 10 seconds afterwards. And I counted. I had no... But you also make me smile for about 10 seconds afterwards. And I counted. I had to remind myself because I told myself to remind myself, but I didn't, and I kept forgetting. But I did it once, and I counted while I tried to stop smiling, and I laughed and tried to stop, but I kept smiling for 10 seconds. That's 1, 2, 3, 4. You get it. It's a long time. Next. You smell good. Oh, wait, no. We already did that one. Did you just shower? Because, oh my god, you smell really good. I think I should sit down. Can I come in, please? Would that be all right? Thanks. You have a really nice place. Can I stay here sometime? Like, just stay over and we could have a sleepover or something. Would that be all right? Not that I'm making plans, but next Saturday? Okay. Wow, that was quick. So I'll sleep over. I'll be honest with you, you're taking this all really well. Much better than I thought you would. I mean, I prepared for calamity, but I always do when it comes to cute guys. But with you, I never got that feeling. I just didn't. I just kind of met you and it went away, and then I knew I wanted you to hold me and come to my parties, and I didn't even know I could throw parties, but you kept talking to me. Like, if I said, "Hey, would you come to my party sometime?" you'd be like, "Sure, babe, like, whatever, Sammy, like, totally, I'll, like, totally come to your party, let's go." And then I'd get all pregnant again. Like, I don't know if you know this, but I keep thinking about your voice. And sometimes I say things in what your voice sounds like to me. Because it feels like my voice is being wrapped up by yours. Like you're keeping my throat safe. Like your voice is rubbing my voice very softly. And it's like deep silk is wrapped around my neck. That's actually why I started wearing scarves. And why I'm wearing one right now. Also, the cold. It's very cold. It's like I got cold all the way to see you, but now I see you, I'm warm. Oh, the list, right. No, that wasn't on the list. I was just thinking about that on my way here. I was going to write it down, but I thought of it, but I left my pens at home, and I was certain that I wouldn't think of anything else, but then I did, and I was halfway there, and I thought, oh, well, I can't get back now. It would be a waste of time, all for nothing. Actually, that's a lie. I was only just out of my apartment, but I kept thinking of things, and I was standing there like an idiot, and I just thought, oh, well, because I was like, well, if I'm just gonna keep thinking of things, what's the point? And so I just kept walking, and now I'm here. And so, you see, this is serious. Yes, because I'm normally very cool. I'm normally flirty with you, like, in a cute way that makes me feel good and like we're connecting. Like, if I stumble over my words, you help me through them instead of mocking me. And if you do that, it's always smiling and joking with me. Like, you always understand what I mean. And it's like I have you on my side. And I always want you on my side. And, well, we'll get to that. But good. You're doing very well. I thought you'd be making me laugh, but this is very serious. The way you're looking at me right now, you look like a sexy doctor. Like you're diagnosing me with liking you. Is there something you want to say to me? Oh, okay. You're thinking. That's okay. Well, I kind of don't know how to get back from all of that, but it's your fault because you did it to me, so you're not allowed to be embarrassed. If you can't think of anything to say and I can't think of anything to say, then we'll just have to sit in it until one of us thinks of something. I like where your place is, by the way, right next to the park. Have you ever gone there before? Would you like to? With me? Like, on a date? Wait, before you reply, you need to know. That wouldn't be our first proper date, though. I'd have it all planned out. I didn't write it down because I thought it'd be too dorky. But then the dorky kept growing and growing, and then it didn't really matter. So I wrote it down anyway. That's paper number two. But that's at home. I wasn't even planning on telling you about that one. But I'm so far in it now, it appears I can't stop talking. I have something else. Well, it's like, I'm kind of nervous to even talk about it. Oh, what's the date? What would be the date? Right, okay, the date. Well, it would be a movie first, and then dinner. I wouldn't mind where, but I'd want a restaurant, so I could feel classy. And we could wait outside, and I could wear a skirt, so it'd have to be early, so I could spend the whole day with you. Or as much of the day as we could get. But I'd want to start knowing it'd be the day from the word go. From the morning, so I'd get the whole day of building up to it. So it would be like speeding up my day at work. I'd be daydreaming about you and you looking at me. Well, then it would be like the best day ever. We'd go to a movie and be all bumping shoulders, and every time you touched me would be the first time you touched me that way. But you'd know me from work, so we'd talk about that. we talk about how weird it was. We were going out with each other, what everyone would say if it went bad, and you'd say it wouldn't go bad because that's what you're like. You would, wouldn't you? I knew it. And then it would be the movie. I wouldn't mind what movie because I'd be staring at you the whole time. If it was a scary movie, I'd be holding on to you. If it was a romantic movie, I'd be thinking of you being him and thinking of things to say to you to make you feel like you should be there and not him. Because you're a movie star. And if it was a boring movie or a bad movie, then we'd laugh at it and we'd have an inside joke, which we have lots of already, so good for us. But the date would pretty much date itself. But it wouldn't, which is why I'm here. Can you warm my hands, please? I'm freezing. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. You're holding my hands now. I wish I'd meant that so I could say I'm smooth, but I didn't. And you're not moving them away. You keep rubbing them. Is that because you like it? Oh. Oh. Thank you. For what? For not messing with me. Or for messing with me the right way. The way you always do. Would you like to sleep together? I mean, I know like we shouldn't do anything that we'll regret. And I know maybe you might want to take things slow and I don't want to get hot, but I feel like if I could get rid of my feelings and just sleep with you, like we're kids at a sleepover, I'd really like that. But I thought maybe if it was right, then it could be the way. Would you mind if I played with your cock a little? It's just, I can see it outlined in your sweatpants. And I can see your heart, and you're not moving away. And you're being so good to me. So good. Do you like that? Do you feel that? If I just tickle my fingers over it a little, just above your pants. Do you like that? Can you feel it? Can you feel that? because that's what you do to my pussy every day. And that's what you do to my pants every day. I hope they get wet. I hope they get so wet you have to take them off. And you have to come and warm up with me in your bed. I hope your bed is small. So small we have to be close to each other. Because I want nothing more than to be here with you and keep you warm. And have you keeping me warm. I wish it was winter. I'm so happy I get to wait for winter. Because when it comes, I've got plans. I'm gonna wear so many scarves, and if we even start going out, which we might not, because at any moment you can tell me you got a girlfriend since last week, or you don't think about me that way, or I'm coming on too strong. But if we do start going out, we might not be going out by then, but if we are, even taking things slow, I hope you're here with me so I can buy you a sweater. Your cock is so hard. Hard just with me touching it. It's pleading with me. It's so impatient, and I just touch it like this, and you're so nice and so kind and sweet, and you're not pushing me away, and I knew you wouldn't. I'm gonna keep you warm. I'm gonna keep you warm. I want you to finish for me. Just for me. I want you to finish for me. Just do it. Don't think about it. Just do it like I did. Don't think about work or me being from it. Don't think about us being friends, or the amount it means, or the amount it could mean. Don't think about it. Just feel. And feel my hands and my fingers gently touching your sweat. Just feel my fingers dancing along your cock, above your sweat. Just feel my head tickling your stomach. Just feel my breath in your ear. Just feel. Just feel my fingers tickling down your waistband. Let them go. Just let them go. They're a spider. Just a spider. But a good spider. A nice one with my body and lipstick and just my fingers. A spider girl that wants you to come. Come. So it's just going to touch you. I'm just going to tickle you. I'm just going to touch you. I'm just going to look at you. And look at you while I touch you. And while I ruin it. And while I ruin my being your co-worker. Being your colleague. While we maybe even go back to it and don't say anything about it. But you'll know, and that'll make me even more pregnant. See, I'm just adding to your smirk bank. So, I can have something else to sit on my fingers too. Do you know how many times I've dreamed of you? I mean, literally dreamed of you. I did it the other day. I don't know what that means. It was about summer and you being there. And you were there, leading me through the crowd, leaning by me, brushing my ass with your cock. Your bulge. You weren't even hard, and I realized I wanted to make you hard. To make you so, so hard. But not uncomfortable. Never uncomfortable. Which is why I'm glad you're wearing sweats. And I'm glad your mouth is open and your eyes are rolled back. Because that's how I feel all the time. And I'm so glad you're not pushing me away. Let me stroke you. Let me stroke you off. It's okay. Because I'll clean it up. I'll clean it up so you can just lean back on the couch and you can come on yourself. Your soft, soft shirt. It's okay. I'll pull you off. I'll stroke you off. I'll jerk you off and just just feel it. Just feel me stroking you off. I'm going so fast. I don't want you to feel hard anymore. I want you to feel relaxed, and I want you to feel an orgasm. My orgasm. Because my orgasms aren't going to feel like anyone else's orgasms. No orgasms another girl could give you. Because I know what you'll be thinking about. I know what you'll be thinking about when you do. Because maybe some other girl got the chance to be with you, and I don't care. I don't want to think about that. Maybe other girls could do this and say all these things, but me, well, I know what you'll be thinking about because I'm going to tell you. You're going to be thinking about walking past me and brushing my ass in my tight, tight work jeans when you're having to squeeze past in your tight, tight work jeans. And you're thinking about brushing my ass with your soft cock. And you're thinking about leaning into my ear like you're such a bad, bad boy in front of everybody. And you're just thinking about, oh, good boy. Oh, good boy. Good boy. Oh, good boy. Oh, so much calm. Do you want me to stay over? I didn't bring anything. I'll have to wear some of your clothes tomorrow. Is that okay? It isn't. You, God damn it, you asshole. While I'm wiping you down. Alright, fine. And then I'll be naked all day. And I'll have to stay inside all day with you. What do you think about that? Or you could give me some of your clothes and I could wear your clothes when we go out to the park, to the movies, just the store to get some food before our date or whatever. What do you think about that? Okay, yeah. It's a date. Oh.